This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mark J. Jacobitz, M-A-R-K, middle initial J, J-A-C-O-B-I-T-Z, date of birth 01-06-1946, date of appointment 7-29-2024, requesting physician Chaudhary Mumtaz, C-H-O-U, D H R Y M U M T A Z. Dear Dr. Mumtaz, I have the pleasure of seeing Mark Jacobitz today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with a partner. He was in the St. Mary's emergency room on 7-19-2024 due to aggressive behavior. At home, he is more difficult to manage. He was aggressive towards the partner. He has had increasing behavior like wandering outside the house. He has made several comments about wanting to die. On that day, he was confused. This whole event lasted less than an hour. CT of the head and CT of the C-spine was negative. He does not have any fainting spell. He is sleeping sometime more during daytime and sleeping less at night. Short-term memory is not good, forget easily, cannot tolerate the MRI, CT of the head and CT of the C-spine done, which is negative. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes mellitus, diabetic neuropathy, coronary artery disease, anemia, low back pain, hyperlipidemia, dysphagia, venous insufficiency, atherosclerotic heart disease. Generalized anxiety, benign prostatic hyperplasia, peripheral vascular disease, type 2 diabetes mellitus. ST elevation, MI, benign prostatic hypertrophy, past surgical ST, heart bypass surgery, COBG, transurethral resection of the prostate, tonsillectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication aspirin 81 mg daily, glipizide, lisinopril, metformin, metoprolol, furosemide, farxiga, tamsulosin, atorvastatin. Atorvastatin 40 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is retired, divorced, lives with a girlfriend, have no children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, diabetes, one sister, does not know about her. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found at that his he was confused and some psychiatric issue. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination. Patient is sleepy, drowsy, can be awakened easily. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, probably Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, TIA. Number next paragraph, at this time I would like to order carotid ultrasound, echocardiogram, and EEG, a CT of the head and CT of the C-spine done in the hospital is negative. I will continue with aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Patient cannot tolerate MRI of the brain. I will do the mini mental status examination when he may come next time and if he will be more awake. Today is very sleepy and drowsy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.